Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. So this is my first time sharing my testimony in public. So here we go. So I'm going to start with my childhood in Alabama. So when I was growing up, my parents taught me about the Bible from a very early age. I don't remember a time when I didn't accept the existence of God. In fact, I was recently home and I found this picture that I drew when I was 6 or 7. And it was a picture of my family. So I had drawn like mom, dad, Vera, Hannah, and then I had like this translucent figure floating up in the sky that looked kind of like my dad, but like a little bit different, and was wearing like a purple jumpsuit and kind of floating in the sky. And I drew a little arrow that said God. And then when I was a kid, my dad especially gave me a foundation. So he seriously pursued God throughout his whole life. And I remember observing that as a kid. He had a love for systematic theology. And so we would often sit down for family Bible study in the evening where he would read to us from some book and comment on it about the Bible. And although I didn't always make a personal connection to these things, his conviction and his dedication that I saw in him left an imprint on me that I would keep coming back to, because I did see that he had this unshakable faith that when difficulty would arise was there, and I knew that was something that I wanted. So we also went to church the whole time I was growing up. It was a big church. I never quite felt that I fit in at church. A lot of the people at church were the same people I went to school with. The popular kids at church were the same as the popular kids in school, which I did not feel included me. And it seemed to me when I was growing up that the churchgoers often were very dutiful, but I didn't necessarily see the love of God and the joy of God overflowing around me. Then when I was a teenager, in some ways I began to feel closer to God. In other ways, I started to question my faith. I found myself putting some faith-related issues on the table, and I thought, I'll come back to these later. Like, the Old Testament didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. The book of Revelation I always found to be confusing, so I said, I'll think about those things later. However, I also had some moments that brought me closer to God. I remember when I was about 16, I was reading a book. I don't even remember what book it was anymore, something that I had gotten from a friend. And it was talking about how each person is precious to God and how God's plan is truly the best plan for each of us. And that message kind of hit me in a way that it had never hit me before. And so if I think back, that's really like the biggest conversion moment that I can think of, where I started to maybe take responsibility for my own faith and really perceive God maybe not as just like this structured, disciplinary figure, but more of like a personal relationship that I could have. And so that kind of gave me something to go back to as I went into my 20s. So then I went into my college years, and I held on to that little bit of faith, but my 20s were marked by a whole lot more questioning. I, at that time, if I look back, I wasn't fully convinced that the life that I could have with God was truly better than the life of some of the people who I thought were the best at that time, like my favorite punk rock singers, or like a successful world traveler, or a French philosopher who didn't know God. So I spent the rest of my 20s kind of trying to make my own way and testing out different theories about what would lead to a meaningful life. I graduated college in Tuscaloosa, then I went to spend a school year in France. Then I tried to get into the best pharmacy school that I could, and I moved to Michigan, to the great unfamiliar north, different from Alabama. And then I threw myself into residency in Pittsburgh, which is where I would later meet Alessio. And all the while, I kept one foot in the church all throughout my 20s. But mostly I lived as I myself deemed best. I kind of dated who I wanted to. I did the same things that my peers were doing. And I didn't let anybody in the church really get too close to me or really get to know me too well. However, God was still there through all of that. When I remember when I would move to a new place and be sitting in an empty apartment by myself, without having any friends in a new city yet, I would feel the presence of God, and I would feel that there was a reason that he had brought me there and that there were things there that he had for me. So I never felt truly alone. And then even with only one foot in the church, God's people still made an impact on me all throughout my 20s. When I went to work in France for a year after undergrad, I started attending a Baptist church about halfway through my time there. And that was really my first experience with a church that I would say felt truly alive to me. The people at this church in France were from all walks of life. It was very multicultural. It was I remember it as a very joyful place to be. Protestant church is not very fashionable in France. It's not like the cultural norm. So for the first time after being in church in Alabama for all of my life, I felt that this was a place where people weren't coming just because it was the normal thing to do, but because they truly wanted to be there. There were also some cultural differences that I noticed, like as I was sharing at the book discussion recently, after kind of alcohol being a taboo for my whole childhood, people were like breaking out the champagne bottles at the Bible studies, which was new to me. And then the people there were just very hospitable to me. I remember I was far away from home. People were often inviting me over for meals, and I formed some of my close relationships there. And I began to see beyond like the limited view of church and the church that I had known in Alabama. And also throughout my 20s, I learned through watching others go through the hard things of life. I remember when I was in pharmacy school, I was dating a guy who was an atheist, and he, from my perception, had all of the resources in the world. He had grown up in a good family. He had gotten the best education. You know, he had a bright future ahead of him, but I also watched him go through the death by suicide of a close friend of his, and I watched him become very hopeless, and that left an impact on me also, because I knew that it made me reflect on my own need for God, and how, you know, earthly resources alone were not enough to make a good life. I read books all through my 20s to grapple with some of my doubts about following Jesus, and slowly I started to get answers. Alessio and I were just cleaning out our house for getting ready to move, and I was finding some of those books and remembering kind of the impact that each one had had on me. And I began to understand that there was more to God than just rigid theology, and that perhaps some of my own reservations about following Jesus were really just related to my own limited understanding of who God is. So then towards the end of my time in Pittsburgh, I met Alessio, and this is where our paths converge, and you already heard some of his story and his own testimony. But when that happened, I saw very clearly that this was a big, undeserved gift that God had planted in front of me. And you heard some of our story since then, but having him to honestly work out our faith together has helped me to keep seeing God more and more clearly. And also, being part of Level Ground, shortly after I met Alessio, I moved to New Orleans. And this was the first place where I experienced church as I had found it in France. People genuinely doing life together with God despite everybody's shortcomings and despite all the things that we all have going on. I found kind of the joyful people of God here. So my story, I don't have any big moments really to share, but I feel like my story has really been one of God working in subtle ways, gently, patiently, through different people, through little words that I heard at different times, through different influences, with lots of patience and generosity. So I just want to end with a verse that was one of my favorites all through this last decade or so of life, but it's from 1 Corinthians. So for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know even as also I am known. So thank you.
Amen. Amen. Hannah says,